वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter number 9 and Text number 7. अस्तौषित हरिम एकाग्र मनसा सुसमाहितः प्रेम गदगदया वाचा तत्न्यस्त हृदय इक्षणः। अस्तौषीद्वरीमेकाग्रमनसा सुसमाहितः अस्तौषीद्धरीम् एकाग्र मनसा सुसमाहितः प्रेम गदगदया वाचा तन्यस्त हृदये क्षणः। अस्तौ सिद्धरिम् एकाग्र मनसा सुसमाहितः प्रेम गदगदया वाचा तन्यस्त हृदये क्षणः। अस्तौ सिद्धरिमेकाग्र मनसा सुसमाहितः प्रेम गदगदया वाचा तन्यस्त हृदये क्षणः। अस्तौ सिद्ध He began to offer prayers, Harim, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ekagra Manasa, the mind being completely fixed upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Su Samahitaha, very attentive, without diversion to any of other objects. Prema gadgadaya, faltering because of feeling transcendental bliss. Vacha, with a voice. Tat nyasta, being fully dedicated to Him, Lord Narsingadev. Radaye kshanaha, with heart and sight. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Narsingadev with full attention in complete trance. With a fixed mind, he began to offer prayers in love with a faltering voice. The word susamahita means very attentive or fully fixed. The ability to fix the mind in this way is the result of yoga siddhi, mystic perfections. As it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 13th chapter, 1st verse, dhyana vastit gatena manasah pasyanti yam yoginah. One attains the yogic perfection when he is freed from all material diversions and his mind is fixed upon the lotus feet of the Lord. This is called samadhi or trance. Prahlad Maharaj attained the state beyond the senses because he was engaged in service. He felt transcendentally situated, and naturally his mind and attention became saturated in transcendence. In that condition, he began to offer his prayers as follows. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Astaushi Dvari Mekagra Manasa Susamahitaha Prema Gadgadaya Vachat Tanyasta Radhekshanaha Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Narsingadev with full attention in complete trance. With a fixed mind, he began to offer prayers in love with a faltering voice. We know Prahlad Maharaj perfected his devotional service by remembrance, smaranam. This is a well-known example. But here the explanation is the smaranam and achieving the position of a trance of a yogi and the perfection of a yogi. Prahlad Maharaj must have a personal conception of the Lord, the personality conception, and Narad Muni inculcated him. He might have also told about the all-pervasive aspect of Paramatma. He is situated within and without. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham Govindamadipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So, that knowledge is also there. But at the same time, he has complete faith on the absolute truth, which is available to a devotee, that all these three cardinal aspects of the absolute truth are revealed if one is directly engaged in pure devotional service. we see chanting was the only means for Prahlad Maharaj, and preaching about the glories of the holy name as an example given in the Srimad Bhagavatam when he was a child and entered in the Gurukul. But nonetheless, he perfected the achievement of an impersonalist as well as a localized aspect of and personality of Godhead. One is acquainted with these three cardinal truths which comprises absoluteness and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, available to Prahlad Maharaj simply on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, his teachings are primary teachings in ISKCON. Other examples are, say, association of the devotees and other higher truths which foster our devotional service or promotes to the higher ranks, anartha nivritti, and so many things that Rupa Goswami describes. Kapil Dev also taught to Devahuti. Kapil Dev teaches to Devahuti that Satam Prasangam Mama Birya Samvita Bhavanti Radhakarana Rasayana Katha Tad Joshanavam Apavarga Vartamani Shraddharati Bhaktir Anukramashyati. In the association of the devotees, the strength of the holy name or the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is easily available when one is putting his rapt attention. In the rapt attention means where Bhavanti Radhakarna Rasayana Katha. There is the communication between the ear and the heart. That is a proper way to become attentive. Simply see, hearing and thinking that I'm hearing but I'm not paying any attention, I'll throw out from the other ear. Simply hearing and trying to analyze in the cerebral hemisphere, what we call, where intellectual deliberations are also simultaneously going on. When somebody hears, many people hear like that. But here the hearing is coming from the ear and the heart. The heart is the receptor. It's not the pumping heart, but the heart means where the core of our consciousness begins, the spirit soul. And he is so much closely situated with the Paramatma feature who is facilitating all this activity. So Prahlad, even in the womb of his mother, listened to the topics of pure devotional service discussed or imparted by Narada Muni to his mother. We do not have a record that his mother became a devotee or she acted like a devotee. No, she was submissive to Narada Muni because he saved her life. But she returned with Prahlad when Hiranyakashipu came from, his austerities and benedictions. So, but Prahlad heard the transcendental vibrations. That's how the process has been, given. They say even in coma people can hear. So we do not have only belief but scientific proof to make it very apparent, practical way that if somebody is departing, just chant Hare Krishna in front of him. Or play Prabhupada's tape when there is some uncertainties are there. Chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra thus proves to be very, very powerful. And the response will be there. So, Prahlad Maharaj was perfect in his development of devotional service with all the aspects of even Vaishnava etiquette. He was waiting eagerly, but he was not so enthusiastic unless he was commanded by Brahma to go and pacify Lord Narsingadeva. Prahlad was very patient. All these characters of 26 qualities of a pure devotee are to be found in the character of Prahlad. So, it is imperative that we also develop by his example. It's not impractical, but the process is so perfect that simply by giving proper oral reception to the glories of the holy name, the potency of those holy name will be conveying in purificatory processes, and then realizing all the way up to coming face to face with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's how Bhagavad Dharma starts from Shrinamatam Svakatham Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Radayantascha Yabhadrani Vidunoti Surit Satam. The purifying potency is embedded within the glorification of the holy name or the name, form, qualities and transcendental activities. They are embedded within. So everything is purifying. More we adhere to that in a serving attitude, we become purified. So the same result is available to progressing devotees. Prahlad Maharaj's prayers are so famous and he remains cognizant that superior than him, the great demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Indra Chandra and so many, including Mother Lakshmi, they tried in their respective ways to pacify Lord Narsingadeva's anger and he would not budge. Nobody became successful. So, it's not that Prahlad Maharaj the only one favored amongst them. No, everybody was favored by Lord Shri Krishna in their respective duties, but many of the demigods, including Lakshmi, they were not able to realize that this form of the Lord would be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lakshmi feared by doubtfulness. But Prahlad had no such emotions or reciprocation with the Lord. Those are limited reciprocations. Because Lakshmi, being the chaste wife, would not put her thinking power in another form which will be very, very bewildering to everybody. But nonetheless, when all the demigods are there, she also came. But she would dare to go in front of him to specify. Because that word Shankita has been utilized there means she was so chaste that she would not take any chance. She would know only one form of her husband, that is Narayan Chaturbhuj. But here Prahlad had no problem in recognizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We do not see that he has a previous experience to recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But nonetheless, all this character that is successively achieved during the pure devotional service, Prahlad perfected it. So he would accept without any amusement or without any terrifying way or without any logical deliberation. He was so simple and accepted that yes, the Lord is situated even in the pillar and the Lord has appeared. He may be angry, but that's all right. Hardly any other incarnation except Parshuram come close to the showing this unparalleled anger in incarnations. So in any situation Prahlad was steadfast in realization of the overall encompassing nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One is acquainted with the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is so intimate relationship. That is like swabhavikihi jnana balakriyacha. According to the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if the different potencies are also acting in reciprocation and manifest themselves into jnana bala kriyacha, that is the definition of the Absolute Truth. So the devotees are also becoming so much in tune with the nature of the Lord that they act in spontaneous love of Godhead. Spontaneity is coming through swabhaviki. According to the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotee acts without even somebody telling. That is called spontaneous devotional service. It is one of the most important achievement and the best perfection of the devotional service. So Prahlad achieved all the stages of knowledgeability, coming face to face with the Lord, and then in performance of devotional service. That is, the Absolute Truth is known as Vadanti Tattva Vidastattvam Yad Jnanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdate. So Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, all three realizations were available to Prahlad Maharaj. And therefore such character has been emerged. You know, that Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon the Narsingadev with full attention in complete trance. The trance means samadhi. Sama equal dhi means intelligence. Intelligence is the medium to bring our conception into factual aspect. Most of the people impersonalist do not have the personal conception, so they do not have a point of fixing their mind upon something. So they may try to fix their mind in concentration in front of a little flame, because impersonal conception depends upon knowledgeability. So they think, oh, jnana prakash. Light of knowledge is reflected. So why don't we meditate on the light? And light is nirguna. But he doesn't know the light is also particular in nature. The particles are there. So how come a particle is impersonal? Nonetheless, that's why they cannot meditate, and that's why they are at fault. They cannot get the complete realization. It's partial realization, knowledge aspect. Then Paramatma. If Paramatma is all pervading, then he can also manifest. But only pure devotional service is going to manifest Paramatma. Otherwise, he will situate it within the heart, core of his consciousness. So his mind, a yogi's mind, is concentrated only on the within himself, in the core of his consciousness. And he has to sit down. But real yogi, like Bhakta Yogi, Kim Asita Brajeta Kim, how does he walk and how does he talk? He is always in 24 hours rapt attention in samadhi because he can meditate on personal aspect. And this personal aspect is not sedentary. It's not stable. It is moving, mobile. Just like we have deities. The deities are situated in one particular position and a pose, and we have to meditate on them. But we have so many stories in Vrindavan that, and Mayapur also in Nadia district, that the deities walk and talk, reciprocates with the devotees. That is not imagination, but that is the realization of those who are sthita pragya. Sthita pragya. Pragya means intelligence, but sthita means situated in overall aspects, all the aspects of the Absolute Truth. That Prahlad could achieve simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So therefore, became so much absorbed in the personality of Lord Narsingadev, and he fixed his mind and sight. He did not close his eyes, or even if he closes, but he was kept on saying, we have a habit. Even the deities are there, we come in front of him, but we close the eyes. We close the eyes. The deities are there to keep our eyes open, not closed. Are we fixing our mind? No. We have so many other ideas going on. Bhagavan, please help me in this endeavor. Please make my son pass the exam, or this or that. That's not fixing our mind on Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's only little selfish motives are there. Nonetheless, it is called Sakam Bhakti. But when a pure devotee who is rising above even Sakam or Mokshakam or Nishkam Bhakti and simply want to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Akam. Otherwise, there is difference between Nishkam and Akam too. Nishkam pertains only to ourselves but not to others. And that other does not include Krishna. And they call it Nishkam Bhakti. But Akamava Sarvakamai. Akama means Kamana is not for me or others, only to please Lord Krishna. Krishna's kamana is more important. Krishna consciousness is more important to be absorbing in our life. So, that will become single-pointed attention. Otherwise, if I'm nishkam but having kamana for others, that is diverting the attention. So, Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Narsingadev with full attention in complete trance. He was standing with folded hand, right? And fixed his mind. Then he did the devotional service. And what was that? Immediately he paid his obeisances. That attracted the attention of Lord Narsingadev, because it is the beginning of the devotional service. Vandanam. Right? So, Narsingadev, I don't know, picked him up, but he bestows his Varadahasta benedicting hand. And he was completely transformed. So here, with a fixed mind, he began to offer prayers in love with faltering voice. Why? If somebody is having love, the speech starts faltering. The speech starts faltering. Why? Fear? What will be the reason that the speech starts faltering? Yes?
It's one of the sattvic bhavas.
That's correct. It is bhava. And bhava is lamentation. Not overjoy. When Lord Krishna comes over, we do not engage in direct conversation. Hello, how are you? Good morning, or this. No way. Neither you can shake hands with Lord Krishna. Just fall at feet, take shelter. Our separation was due to we forgot the shelter. We did not take shelter. Now the Lord is here. At that time also we do not realize that we have to take shelter. That bhav is impossible to come. So devotees mature and uplifting and come to the pure bhav and faltering voice, because we know now that we were culprit, we fell from His grace, and now the Lord has bestowed His mercy. So we should repent that we should never do it again. Right? But then glorification of the Lord will be starting. At that time also, Prahlad is very mindful of his insignificance. Very mindful. So tomorrow's verse is pertaining to that. He admits his lowliness. So all these characters are naturally developed in pure devotional service. If it is hard to come by, then we have to correct ourselves, because anartha nivritti is not done. Then how come this confirmation of nishtha will ever come, and proper conduct and pure devotional reciprocation will be there? There won't be any chance to do that. So devotional service, starting from chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and even ending in Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is always so beneficial, and proving that even in previous ages, the perfection was dependent upon the holy name alone. But it was not available in Satya Yuga that easily. One has to go through austere practices for thousands of years to time pass. Then when properly situated in all the discipline, one may be awarded chanting on a holy name. In Treta Yuga also 10,000 years of lifespan. What was the means to time pass? Nothing. So they were performing ritualistic ceremonies, very, very sophisticated, but at par to invoke the presence of the Supreme in fire sacrifice. After that, the holy name was available. So they can go to the personality aspects. And Dwapara Yuga, the deity worship was there. And this was the means to meditate upon Sthula Swarupa. Sthula means stationary form of the Lord. If we cannot understand the stationary form, then how are we able to understand walking, talking form of Leelas? It's too difficult. It's not sahaja, it is not automatic, but nonetheless, it's a progressive aspect, and it has to be understood, the Leela aspect. So, without cultivating the divine character, and divine character is epitomized by Vaishnava etiquette. All the divine characters have to be shown by exemplary behavior. Prahlad was exemplary. So in this way, we see that the perfection of our devotional process depends upon chanting Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question or comments? Maharaj.
I have a detailed question.
Oh my God.
It's the kind of question I don't like to have people ask me, but I'm going to ask you. You said that Lakshmi was so chaste that she didn't want to think of any other form when she saw Lord Nrisimhadeva and would approach him. But so how about we're worshipping Lakshmi? So she's sitting on his lap.
Then afterwards, not before.
When she knew that she
That's correct. But she needed help. Yes.
You put the jars, I told him for some of them, when you hear you some of them. I'd like to get a better understanding of this verse. What I'm asking is, some people say this verse means that the only real way you will understand even Srila Prabhupada's books is by hearing from the lips of the self-realized soul. And other people say, by reading the workbook, that is hearing from Srila Prabhupada. So, what is your understanding of that?
When the things are written, they are cardinal proofs. So better depend upon Srila Prabhupada's explanations and it will cover. These understandings do not pop up in our mind and establishes without reference to Srila Prabhupada's books. So ultimately we have to understand through Srila Prabhupada's explanations. Good.
He was asking, you know, because we hear this, he was asking something a little different, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he was asking that, you know, unless we hear Prabhupada explained by a pure devotee, then we can't really understand from the lips of a pure devotee, we can't really understand Prabhupada. It's a weird question, actually. But then he said, but others will say, well, we're reading Prabhupada's books, so that's hearing directly. So it's something that you've got to hear orally from the lips of a pure devotee. Just reading is not sufficient, he's saying. Just reading Srila Prabhupada is not sufficient. You have to hear the words of Prabhupada from the lips of a pure devotee.
Well, in Prabhupada they were said that reading, read my books, he said only that. He does not say that meditate on what I said and then realize it yourself. Not like that. I have written everything in the books. So, more we read, more we will get a conclusive answer. Because in some of the aspects, he might have partially explained but the same truth, but would be expanded in some other purpose. So, because it is written, written thing is cardinal proof. You may change your words, or slip of tongue will be there, and so many faulty situations in our speaking. I don't know, my mother tongue is Gujarati, and I do not speak that kind of English. Prabhupada was realized soul, but even many had difficulty understanding him because his he was having British English at that time. Books are cardinal facts. Books will make us realize. Speaking, how much can we hear? How much we can retain in our memory even? But the books are cardinal. Books are the basis. But then preaching is the essence. So we preach according to our realization of Prabhupada's, you know, explanations. But our realization should be in the line, not too much out of the context.
Can I take a whack at
it? Yep.
Let me just ask you a simple question. All over the world, people without any association with devotees, no laws of Krishna, are picking up books without even buying from a devotee. They get in a newspaper, they get in a library. There was a man, anyways, you know, a book fell through the window. They read the book. They completely change their life. They give up all of their bad habits, surrender to Krishna. I mean, the Indradrutha Swami was telling me about that. He's on Harinam in Vladivostok. This is some years ago. Some babushka, some, you know, Russian grandmother comes up. She's shouting, screaming, yelling at him in Russian. Has no idea what she's saying. Somebody translates, "Take it, take it. You've spoiled it, you've spoiled it." She was talking about her grandson. So, interviewer Swami's, you know, perceptive person. Well, I'm going to check this out. Got the address, went to the man's house. Where the grandmother lived, the whole family lived. The boy wasn't there at the time. The grandmother said, "Ah, you might as well just go up to his room and wait for him." So the whole house smelled like meat and boiled eggs and nasty, nasty. It was dark and dingy and vodka. Just a pit. They went up the attic. They opened the door, painted nice, wide, everything's clean and neat. And standing on a self-made altar was a beautiful carved form of Krishna with flowers at his feet. The boy came home. Turns out he got my book. Just out of the blue, some friend. He completely changed his life. He was an art student. He carved his own deity. He said to the Indradrutha Swami, "You know, everybody makes so much noise, their habits are so nasty. So I get up early. I get up at 4:30, at 4 o'clock in the morning, I take a bath, 4:30, I put some flowers at his feet, I put some cloth on it, and I light some incense. Is that okay?" I mean, again, man became a puchari, self-man, made his own deity, having his own monarchy from reading a book. It's happening, in Africa, it's happening in Australia, it's happening in New York City. People are picking up these books and their lives are revolutionarily changed. They become great devotees of Krishna. Now how is that happening? Unless from the book they're getting the vibe. So now, I don't want to hear you. You can speculate on health care devotees. I'm telling you, open your eyes and look at reality.
Now that is a fact. Prabhupada's books do miracles. Even I became a devotee by reading the first canto, first volume, which was so profusely distributed during Christmas in New York, and people used to throw in the garbage bins. My father picked up and brought home. I was in association with the devotees, but I had never read Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita, fine. I was reciting daily one chapter. Alright? But at the same time, when my father brought that book picked up from the garbage and I read it, that flattens out everything. Smoothens out everything. So, books are basis. Preaching is the essence. Preaching, if I preach, is a sense that we must preach and we should, pull out this very, very important points. We may not be fully realized, but doesn't matter. We are talking according to the subject matter. and Shastric quotations, if there are, to support the view. So when we become qualified, our qualification has no access to achievements. Only mercy is required, and we have to wait, even though if we are qualified. But Srila Prabhupada made it so easily available that mercy comes along parallel with chanting of Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. Oh, glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Very well, dear Swamiji.